PR and Daf Samachay Amad Aleph. Tanya, Lentana Baraisa, Hamuda Hanome Chaveiroi, Ein Matirin Loi Elo Befonov. Hamuda Hanome Chaveiroi, she can only be matter the nether Elo Befonov. We'll first learn the Gemara and then we'll see the Ran. What the reasons are of this halacha. Menoan imili, Omar Rav Nachman d'chsiv, ayomar Hashem al Moshe b'midyon, leich shuv Mitzrayim, Mitzrayimo ki meisu kol ha'anoshim. So the Gemara darshan from this pasuk, why do we have to say, Vayimar Hashem al Moshe b'midyon? So the Rabbein Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, b'midyon nodalto, you made the nether in Midyon, you made the nether b'fnei Yisroi, leich v'hater nidrecho b'midyon. So you should be matter the nether also b'midyon. So from here we learn out, Hamuda Rano Mechaveirei Matirin Loi Elo Befonov. The Chsiv, how do we know that Moshe Rabbeinu made a neder? The Chsiv Ayoel Moshe Ein Ola L'Shvuem, the Chsiv Vayovei Itoi Ba'olo. V'gam B'melech Nebuchadnezzar Morat Asher Yishbiyei Be'elikim. It says that Tzidkiyahu was Moirid in Nebuchadnezzar. My Mardusei, what was the merit of Tzidkiyahu? Ashkechei Tzidkiyahu Nebuchadnezzar Davekoochel al Neves Chaya. Tzidkiyahu found Nebuchadnezzar was eating a live rabbit. Now, Pshatan, this was the Mephoshim say, Amir de Kazach, that, let us be mamtik a little bit. The Chinuch says, Ha'odam nifal lefipu loisov, that a person can change his character according to the actions that he does. And the Chinuch says, let's say you'll have a righteous person who was forced by the Melech to do Dvorim Roim. He was appointed to be an executioner and he's busy killing people. So the Chinuch says, "Bervois hayomim, he'll become this person, this balmidis, this edler person, will become a mushches because ha'odam nifal lefipu loisav." Nebuchadnezzar wanted to be mechazik his tchune in achzorius. He wanted to make sure he's an achzor and he shouldn't have rachmonis on anyone. So in order to be mechazik this, he used to eat live rabbits. While the rabbit was alive, he used to take off a piece of the meat and eat it while the rabbit is still toppling. So that was a way how he was mechazik his midah of achzorius, that he shouldn't have an ounce of rachmonis. So Tzidkiyahu saw this. He didn't want that all the subjects should know about this, how mushkas he really is. So he told Tzidkiyahu, you should swear you won't be mefarsim this. The thing shouldn't be come out. So ishtabalei. L'seif avakom mitztayr Tzidkiyahu begufei. He had a lot of tzar, and he wanted people to know about this. That's my other mafoshim say that if all the subjects would know the cruelty and the achzorius of Nebuchadnezzar, they would rebel against him. So fakert, he had mitzvah, he had a cheshbon that they should rebel against Nebuchadnezzar. So he had murdered tzar, so that let them know who he is. How cruel he is. Itchelash Vuase. Tzvoma, see, he was Shayla on the Shvua, and he was Mefarsim, what he saw. Shoma Nebuchadnezzar, the Komevazinle. So Nebuchadnezzar heard already that people are being Mevazim for his Achzorius. Sholach Vaisi Sanhedrin with Sitkio. So he sent for the Sanhedrin and Sitkio. Omalohain Chazison Maiko of Sitkio. He saw what Sitkio did. He told us to the Sanhedrin. Lavochi have the Ishtaba Latzidabach. Lavochi have the Ishtaba Bishmo Dishmai de la Megalitz. He swore. He swore, b'shem Hashem, om alei, ishtilis ashvuasi. I was shayil on my shvua. Like I swore, but I was shayil on the shvua. Zal tzalosh nabach. Om alohoi, mitzilin al shvuasa. A person can be shayil on the shvua. Om alohoi, in, yeah, you can be shayil on the shvua. Om alohu, so he asked them, Bafonov, Ayafilu Shalei Bafonov. If he swore to someone, he could be Shail Nafke Bafonov, if nay, the person he swore, or Afilu Shalei Bafonov. Amrulei Bafonov. No, I need Bafonov. Amalahun Ba'atum Mayavidetun. What did you do? So why were you Mater Hishvua? You were Mater Hishvua. My time, Eloyim Ris and Leila Tzidkiyo. Why didn't you tell us Tzidkiyo? You can only be Matar Befonot. Yad Yeshvu Laoretz Yidmu Zikne Bastien. Homer Rabbi Yitzrok Melamed Sheshomtu Karim Mitachteim. It means Yeshvu Laoretz, that they were thrown down to the ground. There was nothing mafsik between the Gufim and the ground. And that he started torturing them. Let us see the Ran. Tanya Amuda Hanome Chaveiroi Ein Matirin Loi Elo Bafono. He commanded the Yoma. So there's a Haloche Ein Matirin Loi. So now we have to understand what is the case of this Haloche. He commanded the Omar, the Davke, Kshehaneda, Litzerech Chaveiroi. That the Neda was made Litzerech Chaveiroi, Litzeiles Chaveiroi. Kineder, Shenoda, Moshe, Yisroi, Leishevimoi, Lahanosoi. There was Neda was made Litzeiles Yisroi. Kshevua, Sitkiyohu, Nebuchanet, the Maisi Besomo. It was also for the Tielos of Nebuchadnezzar. Kidei shelo yivzu, they shouldn't be mevazim. Avol neder shenodar shelo letzerech haveiroi. If I made a neder that's not letzerech the chaver, matirin loy shelo befondin, the bechlal, there's no halacha whatsoever, you have to be matter when you're standing there. If it's not Litzolcha, he doesn't have to be around. Umestavre, the whole milse, if that is pshat, if the halacha of Befonov is davka Litzoyra Chaveire, or afilu Shaloy Litzoyra Chaveire, that's basically he commanded Yom Adavka Shul Litzoyra Chaveire. So the Ran says, "Umestavre da milse talye b'may de pligi b'irushalmi b'taime daimetir le'ela b'fon." So the Ran says, "Dachser, that this is totally in tulishaynis in the Rishalmi. Why a metir le'ela b'fon? The ika mandiyoma hosom the taimo de milse mitnei habusha. That the heter can only be befonov in order that he should be nisbayish, kloimer, se yisbayish mechaveiroi. That when you matter the neder should, the hatoras ha-neder should be made ba'oifim, that the chaver is standing there and he should be embarrassed when he's being shoyel a heter on the neder. So what's the inyan of becoming embarrassed? Shaneda oyel hanosei fakert. because we want that he should not be shoyel on the neder. So we'll put an obstacle in front of him. Shaneder hoyo lahanosoi. He had made a neder l'toivosoi. Va'achshav roitzi sheyatiru loy. So he wants to be matter the neder. So this is an avla tiyene. So therefore we say, you're only permitted to be shoyel on the neder if it's in front of him. So maybe this will be a deterrent not to be shoyel on the neder. V'hai time eloishach elok shaneder hoyo lahanosei. So this time of Kadeshi is bayish applies, the neder was lahanosei, and we want he should not be shoyel on the neder. So we say he should be shoyel davke befonov. Olav ochi, mashme de matira noise filu shaloi befonov. But if it's not a neder letoy alosoi, so then you can be matar shaloi befonov. So this loshen in the Yerushalmi is very good according to this ikem and the yomar, the davke shaneder letoy chaver, and this is that's shot in the loshen of the Yerushalmi. Miu ike de yoiv time. There's another pshat in Yerushalmi. Hosa mibnei achshat kloima shechaveiroi shehu muda mimenu. Hamuda hano mechaveiroi. A person has to have hano from the chava. Lo yeida beheteiroi. He will not be aware that they were matter the neder. That means Reuven is muda from Shimon. Now, if Reuven will be matter the neder shaloi b'fnei Shimon, so Shimon will not be aware of this heter v'shaloi b'fona v'shunene mimenu, and now Reuven will have enough from Shimon yechashdenu, so he'll be choshed him shehu oiver al nidroi u'lahai time. According to this time, so the whole reason why we say that the whole reason that we say that the it has to be befonov is that it shouldn't be choshed him is afilo neder shehu shaloi lanos chaveire ematirim loy. That means he had made a neder that Reuben made that one even know from Shimon. So Shimon has to be around when Reuben is matter the neder. It shouldn't come to be choshed. Shimon should not become to choshed Reuben. Ela befonov. The Iker shot. Visu Iker, and that is another nafkamine. So one nafkamine is, if we're speaking about a neder lahanosai or not, or any neder. So, als the tam of shode, so there's a chumre, so all nedorim have to be befona. Als the tam of yizbayish, is dafka a neder shahoyo lahanosai. Has to be befonov. V'sui ke ben hani treilishnit v'man diyom ibnei hachshad kol sheidu idiyu matirnoi. This will be yakule. But if the time is al tzchshad, see, it was midiyim, you know it was matir the neder, so memeila, so then he can be is matirnoi afilu shaloi befonov. V'su lekechshode. He's telling him that he's going to be matter the neder, so memela, so that's sufficient. Laman diyom imnei habushe, afilei diyu, davke befonov, doshchol shaloi befonov, leke bushe. Veheiche, so now we brought a Yerushalmi, and we say that, So now we know two pshotim, why it has to be befonov, and two nafkaminis. Veheiche dahavi befonov, ubal kolchoi shel chaveiro. What if it is befonov, but the chaver is not maskim to the heter, but he's making it befonov? You know about it, I did it in front of you, finished. Vechidave befonov ubal kolchei shal chavere, pshite tematirin beneder she'enoi lahanosei shal chavere. So neder that's not lahanosei shal chavere, So the whole reason we needed the Bafonov is he shouldn't be Choshedim. So he's not Choshedim. He sees I was Shail on the Nether. You're not happy that I was Shail on the Nether was Kate Miron. So then, L'chadchile, you could be Mata. Even though it's Shaloi Miritzainai. Avo, Beneder Shahula Nosai. Are they ain't matirin loy, elomidaito, v'chein kosav Rabbeinu Tamza. A nether that was made, v'hanosoi, ain't matirin elomidaito. That's pshat, okay, it has to be befono, so therefore, if Yenna doesn't, I mean, this, so the whole befono is that he should not be matir the nether. That was number one. It was made lahanosai, and since it was made lahanosai, fakert, we're only matter if he's masking. We're only matter if he's masking. Lechatchila. The Karen Eure speaks out that there's a Gemara in Saita Daflamet Bovam at Beis. When Yosef came to Paroi and he told them Ovi Yishbiani that he should take him out of Mitzrayim, so Paroi said, Zil Itchel Ashvuasar. So Bishel on the Shvuah. Omalei, V'itzel nami adidach, v'shel an v'shvua, al v'shel an yo shvua also. So, Karen Eure, according to the Ram, kol la'anos chaveiroi eimatirin lo'i ela b'fono, umidatoi, hech eme Yosef dovo ze. That means, b'shleim edat what Pari told him, v'shel an yo shvua. Well, that's Sicha. Yaakov wasn't around anymore. So it can't be before the whole din of Befono. Whatever that din is, it's called man it shaykh to be Befono. So Zachiv, it should be Befono. Zachiv, he should be masking. But if he's not here anymore, so it's not shaykh, it should be Befono anymore. But what did Yosef tell Paro? He said, oh, you tell me I should be shail my father, I'll be shail on the shvu I swore to you. He had sworn a shvua that Moran Sechta Saita says that when Yosef came to Paroi, so he knew all the languages plus Loshon HaKodesh, and Paroi did not know Loshon HaKodesh. So Paroi asked him, he should teach him Loshon HaKodesh. So he taught him, but he wasn't successful Talmud. He couldn't chap the Loshon. So Memele, so he had to hold him to swear that he shouldn't tell anyone about this. They don't have to be mafals from his ignorance. So Yosef says, I'll be mata my shvur. So what should you be mata your shvur? I mean, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, since the shvur is made lahanosa, you need his rots, and it's not only he should be befono, you need his rots, and he should be maske. So he says, the Kelner and the Tzutzuma Halach and Taishvus and Saita, his family was Megazim. I mean, nicht gehalten by the Bai, but he was threatened, and you know, tell me to be Mata, I'll be Mata Yoshu also. But halachically, he wouldn't be permitted to do it, and he didn't have any intentions really to do it. Fine. That's according to this Mahalach. Miu heiche shetiru shaloi midat. Now what'll be the din? So now we know aloche lachatchila it has to be befonov, lachatchila it has to be midaitoi. Since the nether was made litoy alosai, so you need his haskome to the hatoras nether. What will be the din if it was done? It was done shaloi befonov. Fine. We did an avle. But does the nether become mutter? Yes or no? Miu heiche shetiru shaloi midat yishori nidroeroi. צריכה עיון. ויהיה תבי מיין, this is a שיילה. ובפרק השלח משמד דייבת הותר הנדר. לגמון השלח הוצאים, תדוס הותר הנדר, דמרין אין הוסם, גבי היסקין רם גמליו, שתהן הידרס ליסיימם, רם גמליו מידע תקונה, that means the halacha is aboli pora minichse yisaimen lo yifrelo bishua. So if an isha wants to be goyve the ksube minichse yisaimen, so she has to swear at loy nifrati. So Rabbi Gamliel made a takone, they saw that the shua is a very dangerous affair, but so he was mavatel the shua. He's mevatel the shvur, but we have to have some sort of a birur that she didn't get paid up to ksube. So Rabbi Gamliel made a takone shetein neideres li yisaimen. And she makes a neder. She says, if I got paid up anything from the ksube, I'm not allowed to eat my whole life lechem and mayim and thus. And she makes the whole thing. So memele. So if they're going to pay her the ksubi, she knows what she's getting into. That means she won't be able. So this doesn't have the chaymer of shvua, but leidach gisa, this is a way of being mevare that mestame she didn't get paid up the ksubi. Fine. Loi shonu elu shalai niseis. But this can only help if she did not get married. If she got married already, so this Eitza won't help. Why won't this Eitza help? Because she's nothing but to worry about. She'll make another that she won't eat it. She'll make another to same if I got the ksuba, I won't eat this and this and this. And then she goes and tells that the husband and I made today such a nether, say mufaloch and finished. So memele, this Eitza does not help if she got married. But so the whole Eitza is when she didn't get married. She is yet not married, so Mela's a Gvalda Kazakh. So now we have a way to be Mevara if she got the Ksuba or not. Put this nether. Upachina Velechesh Dulma Ozla Legabi Chochem Vishorilo. Like the Gemara, this is also not a foolproof biru. Maybe she's going to go to a chochem, and he'll be mata. That means she'll have a nether, she'll be mischalt of the nether, be mata the nether. Fine. Frekteran, vidyevet nami loy mahani, if we'll say a nether that was made, lahanos acherim, it has to be Niter only al piyaskomas acherim. So what's the problem? The Gemara is kasha. Let her go to chochem. Let her be bata, but it's not mutter. She's not accomplishing anything. Videevet nami le mahani ki oz legabi chochem. I have it. Do neder al mone lanos yisaimimu al shmami no. Afilu lanos chaveirei kol shetiru b'diyeved muta. If they'll be matar, it's muta. So memele, v'ochinami, it's a memele, that's a raya from that gemara, that b'diyeved it helps. V'ochinami b'dishogilei sanhedrin l'tzitkiyo. We see that they were matar l'shvua also of tzitkiyo. So Mamela, so now the Ram has a Mahalach and the Gemara. Not only do you need it to be befono, but you need also the Haskome of the one who the nether was made for, if it was made Lahanosai. But the Yevet, that's the Chatzilla, how we should be matter the nether, but the Yevet, if they were matter, it's mutter. The Chitayim HaKati Kosh. Forget, I asked Akash, why, how is it Kiyol out to tell? So it's right, but the Yevet, the Heter is how. But hey, the Yevet, sorry, the Chatzilla, me also. But Lachatriz, ich am not allowed to do it. Heichi shori lei Sanhedrin le Tzidkiyo. So how would they matter him? So that's too schwer. This halacha that a matirin ella b'fonov is tamazay, but the tzayrech mitzvah w'mata afilu shalay b'fonov b'shul shalay b'skamosay. Utzitkiyo hoya mitzdair b'yoyser k'shlay hoya yoche legalis. Since he was bound, he held he could accomplish a lot by telling the umis who Nebuchadnezzar is. He was hoping for a rebellion. So Memele, he had a lot of tzar by being unable to be megalodis. Umizbatel ayidei kach mimleche shamayim. So Memele, so that's called the tzarech mitzvah. That means if this shvua is hindering him mimleche shamayim because of his agmas nefesh that he can't be megalodis, so then this is L'Tzayrech Mitzvah to be Matar, and then we're Matar for Shulei B'Fon. Number one. Number two, since we are just now Mechadish, that L'Tzayrech Mitzvah, this does not apply, V'Gam Mitzvah HaMelech, Shemitzava Aleihem L'Atiroi, is also Mitzvah Hi Aleihem L'Kayim. So Memele, this is also a Mitzvah. So the Melech told them, so they have a mitzvah. It's a din vayistoyis in Bezdin. The Bezdin is not matter shalei befonav shalei baskomos mishenene mimen obo. The tzorech mitzvah, we will do it. So this is a tzorech mitzvah. The Melech wants it. So this is a tzorech mitzvah. Kach tirtzu b'taisvah. Yeah. Now, he said, L'chayra had a shtikl ha'ore, if L'tzayrech mitzvah doesn't have to be befonov, so why did Rabbeinu Shalom tell Moshe Rabbeinu to go back to Yisrael? Mistame, could be matter shalei befonav also, so tzarech mitzvah, elah mitzvah g'day lemezu, the gula of Klal Yisrael. So, and we're learning out a halacha from over here, and imen inyan lekant, ne inyan lemokim she'en ka mitzvah, l'chayre would seem that the halacha is that this was mitzad halacha. Umikol mokem mashme d'dieved muter niloy mayahani leil tzidkiyo may d'shori leil. Ech demuchach nami yahi d'gitl. Don't understand the raya from the Dievet Mutter. I mean, if here they were you permitted to do this, so in Lachaira the Shaila is, the Halacha is you need the Rotzen of the other person in that Torah Saneda. But if Lutzerich, it's not class, that's Lachatchila. But the Dievet is in Ma'akev. So the Gemara is a riot. The Gemara says maybe she'll be matter the nether, so it won't help. It is no mitzvah. But from our Gemara, Lachayre, I mean, the way the Ran just said that afilu lachatchila, you do not need his rotzen, so I don't understand klo. Mikol kumash m'diyevet muta, diloy mayhani leil tzidkiyo. Here there was no din. It was no chiyuv bechlal since it was a tzeirich mitzvah. Mm-hmm. unless maybe that's only a teretz on Besdin, but according to the second teretz of the, according to the second teretz of the Ran, that Besdin had a mitzvah, but Tzidkiyo himself didn't have a mitzvah. So maybe, why? Eretz Tzidkiyo was over on this din. Eisach netuf Tzidin in Tzidkiyo. Vacherem amru, she'ein eilu rayis, deloi lam afilo diyevet eini muta. But forget this din is a likuve. Shayakosov tzovach betzidkiyor manisha bedova, kilosive gam bemelchum vuchadnetza morad asher ishbiye bolekim, the posik has tainis on tzidkiyor. So memela could be take, I mean, the tainis are asher ishbiye bolekim, so it seems that the posik is machshiv the shvua. What do you mean shishbiyah lekim? But it's but already there were shayl. So why is this now? The shvua never became mutter. V'chein kosav aray v'tzal b'tzeirei ma'olso boyim b'sanedrin. You see that. See what happened. The inish that happened since Kiyo and to the Sanhedrin. V'hi degitn nami lavrayei. The Gemara in Gittin, that it would seem that the nether becomes mutter. The Gemara is a kasha. I feel if she's not married, let us be afraid she'll go to Achoch. What do you accomplish with the nether? She'll go to Achoch. The nether amone mikivin shanodrali yisoymi mata'elis yeshli tenoikis bisopereisel. We'll come back to this teretz. Boy, the hochi kamrine, du mozlo gabi choch and bishorilo, vitach shem lies meteres, bisboradova meseches gitten bisiate dishmai. So the Ran says, so the second mahalach is a very geschmacke mahalach. That means, really, it is a din that you cannot be matter, shaloi bifnei mishi eshloi telas mimeno. And in Enechanami, the heter wouldn't be chal. Moses Velechish, she won't be such a lamb. She won't, and she'll think that it helps. Memela, so we have, that means we did not accomplish anything by telling her to make a nether to ask her peres, because she'll think she has a loophole. She'll go to Chochm, she'll be matter the nether. That's Shan de Gemara's kash. And now we have to understand the first teretz. The first teretz is, v'digit nami lavrayi, v'nedar amona mikivin shanodro liyusaymim, matei eles yesh litinoikis. Where do they have a teeles? Since she made the nether already, what the Ellis does she, what the Ellis do they hear from the nether? Now, the Tferesian says Pshat, she took the money already. It means the nether was her way to get the Dmei HaKsuba from the Yisayim. So she made the nether. Now she has the money. Now she has the money. So now, that's what he says. So since she has the money already, so what the elders do they have? And she's still also bepeiris. What do they have from that? The money she has. So what do they have from that? So the Shalmei Nedarim asks him, they have a merdik at the elders. That means like this. She'll say, I'm asking peiris. You're not allowed, if you have the money, you're not allowed to eat any peri. And she makes the nether. So memela, so the nether was chal. So she made the nether. No, I made the nether, now give me the money. We'll give her the money. And later she walks out and she's not going to eat any peri. It's chas for shalom because she has the money ready from before. Then she'll go to Achochem and she'll be mad to the nether and, And then she is payers and a double amount of money, and then Shalom al Yisrael. What is Pshat Mati Ellis Yeshli Yisayman? Shalmed Dorim wants to say that this halacha that if Yene has a no from the nether, you have to be matter midaitoi. So it could be, this is only like in the cases of our Gemara. That means Yisrei had a no that Moshe Rabbeinu was in Midian. Nebuchadnezzar had a no that Tzidkio won't be Megala, that he had eaten a rabbit alive. So he has a no from this, and he has tzar from the heter, fakert. So then he'll leave him. That means by being matter the shvuah. So Moshe Rabbeinu will leave Yisrael. By being matter the shvuah of Nebuchadnezzar, so he'll tell the people about the actions of Nebuchadnezzar. So Memele, so in such a case, we hear a direct hano from the nether, and he hears a tzal from the heter, so that then the heter has to be midaito. But over here, the etzem nether is not mahana the yisaimim. I mean, what hano do they have that she can have payrus? That's not, they don't have hano from this that she can eat yisaimim. That she can eat the payrus. And the other rabbi, if she wants to be matter the nether, so they have really more hano. If she wants to be matter the nether, so they can say, fine, you want to be matter the nether, so give us back the money you took. The only reason you were able to take the money is because you made the nether. Now she'll come over to the Yisayimim, I want to be matter the nether. Fine, we're masking, you should be matter the nether. Just give us back the money. So Memele, since they don't have a direct hano from the nether, they don't have a direct tzar from the bitla nether, Paketa will be matter the nether, you should get back the money. So Memele, this doesn't, And number three, that means Afilu, she'll give them back the money. She still also be payers, because, I mean, the nether was chal already. So they don't have any hanor from the nether be'etzem. It's not similar to these two cases. So there could be b'di'ebed, the heter is chal. This is not similar to these two cases. Zogt the Mishnah weiter, Rameir Eimer, Yesh Dvorim Shehein Kenoilot, Ve'einam Kenoilot. Ve'ein Chachomim Moidim Lot. So, we'll say one pshat, that means there are certain cases that Lemaise, the Sibbe Saheter, is a Noiladika Sibbe, Shehein Kenoilot, but ve'einam kenoilot, it doesn't have hilchis noilot. That means we hold la locha ein poischen benoilot. And this doesn't have hilchis noilot. It is a noilot, but it doesn't have hilchis noilot. Ad is a psatumo, if ve'ein chachamim moidim loy, chachamim moidim loy, this gil sois. Keitza, oma koinim sheini noisi es ploinis. I will not marry Plainish. She is a shreklecha father. She gets such a shver. Sveltmanishtais. Omruloi, fine. He made such an edda. Omruloi. 10 days later they come to him. They tell him, Mace, he died. Aish shver. Aish problem. He became a Baal Tshuva. Koinem Labai is Eshani Nichna Shakel of Rabbe Seiche. He won't go into the Baiz because it's a Kel of Rabbe Shanochesh Peseiche. Omru Lois, so they told him, so he answered Knisses Abayis. Omru Lois, Mesa Kelev, Oishenerga Nochosh, Arayen Kenoilad, Veinay Kenoilad, Vein Chachamim Moidim Loyer, Vachachamim Moidim Loyer. Zokteran, Yesh Dvorim Shen Kenoilad, Veinon Kenoilad, Vishu Ketoila Nidroi Bidova. This is Ki'ilu, he's toiled, when he made the nether, he's toiled the nether in this sibe. The kiven the omar she'oviyora mashme is giving the share because he's giving a reason for the nether. Mashme calls man she'oviyora. That means if I'm giving you the reason, so memele, so I'm saying that the whole kiyum of the nether is because a father is bad. Lefichoch shemei sayosa tshuva shori. Let us see the Gemara. Koinem shani nichlus abay se shekelo meis neilatu maravune nase ketoile nidroi bedor. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, kvar meis, kvar osa tshuva. Come, relay. Now let us see the Ram. Nase ketoile nidroi bedovo, kedefrishes. Amishem hochi, shori afilo balei sheiles chocht. So the Ram says, klo, you don't need shaila. Bohochi ise birishalmi. Amrin en hosam imneishu ketoile nidroi. Bedovo keoima kainem shani sheani nenelish ploini calls man shu loivish chayrim. I will not have an law from him. Calls man is wearing black clothing. Lovish levoni muta. Abzeire b'shem Rabbi Yochanan afu ein itzor sheila lechoch. Rabbi Yochanan omar kvar meis kvar osu tshuva kamrin. So Rabbi Yochanan is choylik on this. Rabbi Yochanan held, since this is a noilet, and since it was not said be loshen tanai, so memela, so it's noilet, ben peisrin be noilet. No pshat is, they told him, mei say shosa tshuva, that means when he had made the nether, so the Shatchanim want to pressure him that he should marry this Isha. So he says, Koinim Shainais is playing Shavi Yara. They told him he's dead already. So Mamela said, the whole thing is another toys. Koinim Shainais Koinim Nidoi, Vahavale Nether toys. But so Achim Lam Yoichin and Hechi Toni Yesh Dvorim Shehen Kenoilat. The Kivin the Kvameis Leidomi Lenoilat Klaal. That means they're telling him that he's dead. He was dead before he made the nether. So the Loshna Mishneh Shver. Mosiv Rabave. Koinem she'eini noise leploinis ke'uro. He will not marry ploinis who is mias. Varei hi noa. Shchoiro varei hi levono. Ptsoro varei hi arucho. Mutterbo, so he's allowed to marry her. So the Mishnah says, Loi mipnei shekuuro v'nasis noah. Napshat is that she became noah, shchoire v'nasis lobono, ptsore v'nasis aruche, elo shenedo tois. So it seems this would not be good. That means if she would be a ke'ura that would become a noe, that would not be good. But you know why, and then the koinem would still be applicable. The reason why the koinem isn't applicable, because she was always noe. Loi mimnei shekure venasis no, shekhoire venasis lovona, ktsore venasis arucha, elo shenedo toits. So here it says that the nether is mutter because it's a nether toits. Is bishleim elarav hunadoma nasik etoile nidroi vidovo. Rav Huna said in our Mishnah that the reason why it's good, because it's nasik etoile nidroi vidovo, tona etoile nidroi vidovo, vatona nether toits. So we have here two cases. Our Mishnah is speaking about etoile nidroi vidovo, and that Mishnah is speaking about, because it's another toys. El Rabbi Yochanan. Toma kvar meis, kvar osu tshuve, lomali lemisni trei zimni, nether toys. So forget the Mishnah saying kvar meis. Here it's also saying that she was anot. So why need two Mishnahis telling us the same thing? Kasha. So let us see the rang. We'll get a little cloak right over here. Tone, Tane toile nidre bedobo, vahainu reishe de shaviyara, tane nedo betois, tane seifer, no de kure, vaharei hino, she's not a kure, she's a no. Voho de lo imrinem be seifer, gabi kure, venasis noe. Now, let me, there's a, I don't know, my Gemara, I have a stickle, a go over here. Let me just read it off. Why did it not say in the Mishnah, no, the lehevi toile nidroi bedovo kozman shi kehure, l'shetiye no ye mutabo, k'demrine boime shaviyo ra, Bekitza, the Ran is asking Gakasha. The Gemara is saying, the two Mishnais are telling us two halachas. The first Mishnah is telling us, halacha of Nasis, that he died, or the tshuva, and the second one is telling us a case that she was a Labona. But it would seem from the Mishnah, if she became a Noah, if she became a Lavona, then it wouldn't be good. Davke, because she always was a Lavona. That's what it seems in the Mishnah. Why is it that way? Why can't this Mishnah also be speaking about Nasis Noah, Nasis Lavona? I know time. The Adam Ra, Osi Lassis Tshuva, this is possible, a bad person can do Tshuva, for Osi Lamas, he could also die. These are all possibilities. Hilkach Oimdim Daito, the Chiyoma Shaviyo Ra, Kozman Shaviyo Ra Koma. That means like this, that he said, because our father is Ra. It doesn't have hilchus tnoim, but he's giving a reason. Shaviyara. So I'm saying, why is he giving us a reason? He has to give us a reason. So he's telling us in the nether, since he knows, since this is the reason, so he's telling us the reason that if the reason will change, so the nether is not applicable. That's why he said it. It is possible. It is possible to change. It's also, that means he could, it's also last issue, but some emailer, there's a reason to relate the reason of the koinem, so that if in any time the reason will become bottle, so the koinem will become bottle. So that's why he said it. But this is very rare that an Isha Ke'ure should become a Noah, that a Shchaira should become a Lavona. So I don't say that he means it is very rare but an ishe keure shebikom anoe. So I don't say the reason he said she keure is because he's telling us that if it'll change, so then the kainim is not chal, because since it's rare that it should change, so that's mistama, not his kavod. Hilkach loy hoye bedaite shemeteres loy lichshetaino. So that's what this Mishnah is telling us. This Mishnah is telling us that according to Rav Huna, it's very good. That the first Mishnah is telling us something that is possible to occur. So then I say he's toile bedovo. And if it will occur, so the kainim should be bottled. Something which is not shchiach to occur, so I don't say he's toile baisadova. Then the only way will be mutter if it's an adult toys. That's how the Rashi says. Inami, a second test. I omar hochi shani noisi sheploinish shehi keure. If you would say the same lotion of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said she oviyoro. He's giving a reason for the kainem. If shehi keure is also a reason. Diktoni she oviyora ochinami demashme. Calls man she keure. That's the lotion of she. Abul Hoche Kimin de la Ploinis Kuure Koma. But here he said, Koinem Sheni Naisi la Ploinis Kuure. So he's just telling what she is, but he's not saying that this is the reason of the Koinem. So Memela, so here I don't say that he's Toile the Issa Koinem Kozman Shizakure. Without the shin, so I don't say that that's pshat. Achochom, avosik, Rab Shmuel, ben achochom, adodo, Rab Yehuda, bach, is doiza. This is the second teretz. Now, I'd like to mention two things before we go further. The Mishnah Melech brings a maranach. We have over here that Kainim Shani Naisis Plaini Shaviara, if he did Shuva, so the mother becomes bottled. What will be the aloche if he's Chosel Asurai? So what will happen then? So the Maranach says, so it's just like if a person said, Koinem lebeis chashani nichnas, umachoy, she's allowed to enter the house. The chazav alokhoy, he'll be also tent. I mean, this iser is constant. And the Keren Eire also says, it's zichas, he says, you see from the marshal of the Yerushalmi, the kainish enani liploinish uloivish choyrim, lovash lavonim muta. When it be put on choyrim against him, it's tamal zicha biyosa. That means the nether is totally in this chasorim. So whenever the chasorim is chayzevaniya, the nether will also be chayzevaniya. But he says, but over here though, if he said Kainim Shani Naisi is plainly Shaviara and they told him he did tshuva and he married her, and then he became it's Chazal Asura, so there's no Issa because all Issa was I won't marry her. Kainim Shani Naisi is Isha, so the Issa was to marry her, so if he married her already there's no problem. It is a Tesvus Yontif on our Mishneh. Amru loy meisa kelep oishenerek anochosh areihem kemelut veini kemelut. Zut the Tesvus Yontif hu adin nerek hakelep oishemeis anochosh. It also be the same day. אלא נוקד מלסה דשכיחה, לגבי כלב לשכיחה הריגה, לגבי נוחה שכיחה תווי הריגה, דן מיסה, I mean, usually נחושם don't die of old age, they die, they kill. בלכה למדק, משם הוכי נוקד התנה מלסה דשכיחה בכל חד. But so that's what the Tosfos Yomtov says, La Locha, even though it's a milse de loy shchiche, but it'll also be good. That means if Nerag HaKele, which is a milse de loy shchiche, it also will be good. Now, it's Dibbe Bahoive. Olesa. The media time of the day, they can help me from the hoyal of Pirish Pshas Nidre, Babu Mahoya Noida, the Nasa Mishum Kach, Koyle Nidre Bedovo, Kilo Pirish Kozma, Kemali Shemeis Oinerek, Ben Akela Beda Noche Shoyal Beinem Kayor. He says, Vos Geit Meron, he says, if the reason is he's not entering the house because there's a caliph there, that's what he's saying. So what's the difference if he got killed or if he died? As I tain it, the Tosfos Yomtov. Zogt Rabbi Kivege. So he says, L'chayre, we mentioned Rashba. Rashba said that, Ran brought down the Rashba, that Koinem Isha, שאני נעש אישה שהיא כאורה ונעשיש יופי. So the Rashba says, since this is a milsa דלו ישכיחה, that a כאורה שביקום היופי, Smela, I don't say he meant that if she'll become a יופי, since I never expected, if it's something that could occur, a ראשה כדו תשובה, a ראשה כדאי, this is also some amela, so that's what I meant. I meant that I won't enter the house because the caliph is there, and since a caliph can die, some amela. So that I meant if the caliph will die, we'll enter the house. But since it is not motzui that a kahula should become a yofe, so I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that, I never meant, that if she become ois kur, I'll marry her. So the Rashba makes a chilik between a milsa de shrich and a milsa de loy shrich. The Tosfos Yomtov says, there's no chilik, a chilik, he got killed, he died. Zogt Rabbi Kivege. It's a bit, the Beisha Kura Kimen Shein Asuyeli Yisno, the Brinan the Kozman Shei Kura Koma. Hainu, the Hosom Loishchiach Klal Beshum Oifin Sheyove Yisman Heta Linidroi. So Rabbi Kivege says Pshat, as follows. The Rashba means, there it's not Shchiach that there will ever be a Heta, because a Kura doesn't become a Yove. Bishim Hochi Omru, the Loitola Klal Bishman. So therefore, since it's not shchich, he never meant that the koinim should only be kozman shizakura. Avol hochet the shchich she is talik nidroi b'mises hakele varigas anochos. But here it is shchiach that the neder can become nistalik. Omrinin omafreshinin devoro. The chol zman shekel of rabbi soichoi. So he means to say, so since it's possible, and it is shchiach, that the caliph could die, so we say, he means to say, he won't enter the house, chol zman the caliph is in the house. Chilapirish kain lehedye. Umemela afim nistalik achekach bemidi deloy shchiach. Even though later a milsa de loishchich occurred, mikoma kamuta kim de tolen nidroi rak bisman shakel of rabbi soichoi shal kaponam einoi ata besoichoi kein nirelefini is daiti bezras Hashem Yisboch. So, Rabbi Kivege, that's what he means to say as follows. Rabbi Kivege says that something that there's no reason why the kainim should go off, except once in a million, that means al pi derech hateva, there's no legitimate reason why the kainim should go off, because Aisha Kure normally remains Kure. So then we don't say that he's making the nether for a purpose. And if the purpose will change, so he doesn't want the nether, because since it never changes, or normally doesn't change, I don't say he's making a koinam only on this and this condition. Because the condition will always remain, it's a remaining condition. It's a chronic illness. I'm a male. So this, therefore, I'm not toile that the koinam was made on certain conditions, since the condition is not allowed to change. But if there's a caliph in the house, and there's a possibility that the kainim should go off, if the caliph will die. So memele, so then we say pshat, the kainim and the bias is, because there's a caliph ra, which means the minute there won't be a caliph ra there, so memele, then I don't want the kainim to be. So, if it's something that is shkiach to change, so I'm saying the koinim is made under a condition. So afilu it changed through a milsed the loy shkiche, but was gate meron how it changed. But his nether was, I won't enter the house because of the kelav ra, lemaisa, there's no kelav ra there. And the nether was made under, because of this assumption, because there's a kelav ra. And there was nitla in this thing, so memele, so it doesn't matter if because of a milsa de loy shriche, the kelav is not there, a milsa de shriche. Vo'oid oma rameyeh, poischon loy min hakosuv shebetoyeh. We make a pesach from a posuv. This is not called poison bekvayd amokim. Here we are at the beginning of the peg. Vaymula ilo yisi adesh at oiva aleisikim aleisita. If you had known this, aleisikim aleisita, aleisisna sachicho bilbavecho, v'hafte l'riyacha kamoicho, v'cheyo chicha imoch shehu yeyoni, shema yeyoni, ve'ein ato yochel afalnesay. That means through this tether, By doing this nether, maybe you'll become an oni, and you'll be over to this nether of a chayachi chayimo. Oma ilo yisi yadei, shukei lo yisi noida harei ze muta. So then it's muta. Let us see the ra. Voido marame poisrin min hakosu batoir. Ta'af al gav deskine per karbon edorim loy peskinen v'yesh boite kemitkerei scherev, which is, we tell them, the chaymer of making a nether, v'dishmul da'omar kolonoid afabishe mekaymeni kerroshe, so we're not paiseyach a nether with halachas and psukim, v'dramnos nukomon leidiki lebon lebomet, v'osim shayni da've iyumim doyle. Because this is big threats. This is, he telling him, you did a shrekhlich azach. V'yafilu al das hanu noda yizbay shloimekei. So memele, it's ein nitorim yofer. Nimtzish ein nitorim nitorim yofer. Over there, those psochim are scary, because could be he made it hafulavai to the hochem. And they'll be ashamed to admit it. Aval hani, the money tanoch lech mirilin shikolai. No, she's over. Han leisikaim leisita. No, the Mesil Shishom writes it's a gewaldike gvure an leisikaim leisita. I think perhaps it'd be kedai to tell over a minute. I heard it b'shem goin ramatishio Solomon amiridike moshul an leisikaim leisita. We should. To appreciate what the love is being koilo. He said over a marshal as follows. He says that Reuven was living in the house, and he had to renovate the house for 6 months. He had to move two blocks away. And the house two blocks away is Shimon is his next door neighbor. And Shimon has a truck. So, and he has to move his furniture and the clothing, and so he goes over to, he doesn't have a car, he doesn't have a vehicle. So he comes over to Shimon, you know, I'm moving into weeks, and maybe he can lend me the truck, and thus will be the end of the membership, and in 20 minutes I'll be finished with my whole moving. Nah, he never lent a truck, he may have to need it. 5 hours, no, it doesn't mind, it's finished. He comes the day that he has to move, comes on a Sunday, he has to move. It's pouring outside. The only way he could move is he has a baby carriage. That's the only vehicle he has. Now he's going outside and traveling back and forth, and he's drenched, and the clothing is getting ruined, and the pillows, and everything. Whenever he passes by Shimon's house, which is next door neighbor, Shimon is sitting there by the window, the truck is in the driveway, he's looking at him, and he waves to him, and weiter, and he sees them, and the whole day is going back and forth, right? At the end of the day, he moved already all his things, half of them got ruined, maybe he's sick, he has pneumonia, who knows, he was doing this the whole day. He's totally exhausted, he's about to go to sleep, and he hears a knock on the door. Knock on the door. Who's by the door? Shimon. So Shimon said, I saw you moving the whole day. Yeah. He says, I see you have a baby carriage. You know my son is coming tomorrow. They don't have a baby carriage. Maybe I could borrow the baby carriage from you. So on this case, that's Leisikain Veleisita. This is the story of the posik. This is the story. And on that, the Torah said, Leisikain Veleisita. So Memele, so this we can make a Pesach, and this, and if the person says, I'm not up to it, the Mitzvah Shem says, this is Maisa Melochim, not to take Nekome, in such a case especially. So Al Koponim, that's a good Pesach. Yeah, Omale Ravune Baravktine, Lerove, name kol de maani lava lainofu. May de moti li lafalni si badi kol alma mafalni salai. Om alei an yoyme kol a neufel in a neufel li de gabe tchila. Now let us see this. I'm going to the Ran here, and there's a machlik is the Ran in the Rosh. Vileme kol de maani lava lainofu. Heichiktoni the paisvalei shemayoni. This is also a Pesach. We go over to him, listen, what if he'll become poor, and there's a mitzvah chayichimoch, and because of your neder, you won't be able to be mekanyim. Avatla mitzvah says, hey, you know what you're doing? So what kind of Pesach is this? Viyati yoch lefamnesai, uktoni lei behedim in akosu betoire, the alma mechayivochi, Lay malay, call the ma'ani, whoever becomes poor, lab olay nofil. I have to be mafanasim. Shayim mechuyim lafanasay labadi. May the motili lafanasay badi kulalma mafanasalay. But I show you bekach, afapisha also of nechosov, shlayitim biyode, liyet lalayad gaba. So the Ran says, Pshat, the Gemara is Kash. The Ran says as follows. The Ran says that what kind of Pesach is this? Why is this nether preventing me from being kind of Chayach Yichayimah? I'm the only Balabos in the Shtot. If we'll become poor, so we make an appeal. And everyone is mishtata for the appeal and for all the aniyeh here, and we'll give to the gabe. I'll give my share, and everyone else will give their share. And so Memele, the neder is not in any way preventing me from being mekayim v'cheyach yichayimach. So what kind of pesach is this? So the Gemara says, "Kol ha'neifel neifel yad gabei tchila ela shoyl mikhoivo v'mispanis v'yishay tekova kodach si v'cheyach yichayimach." So the Ramban Shan, the Gemara's Teretz, that when a person gets poor, usually he doesn't go to the gabei. He's not mefarsim his aniyus. Usually he goes to the kreivim. So memele, so if he would approach the kreivim, then without your neder, you'd have a mitzvah v'cheyach yichayimach. So memele, you mubat v'cheyach yichayimach. So from the Rana, it would seem that the Kelneira says pshat, that that's a seder hadvorim. I usually go from memele to the kreivim. The Rosh says, Ein ein neufel lidei gabei tchile, elek sha'oni, elek sha'heni odom, mutol al ha'kroivim tchile lefarnesoi, ad she ye'aynu agaboy mimein tzipik b'yad ha'kroivim oz yefarnesu, amoyre dikerosh. We pass on that Shulchan Aruch also, that it's only mutol and the gabei tzedakah to give if there's no kroivim that can support him. If this kreivim that can't support him on children, this does not belong to this is not our department. This is your department. This is your department. So memele is also meir dikim pesach. So memele, because of this neder, you've been going to the mitzvah v'chei achicha imos.